Blog Talk Radio. awesome. Welcome to another wonderful and awesome day with Let's Talk with myself, Cecilia, and Minister Sheila. I'm going to turn it over to Minister Sheila so that she can open up with prayer and whatever the Lord has given her, and then we'll try to go over to the service that Fountain of Living Water is having. And if we can hear them clearly, Minister Sheila, please let me know. We will continue with them. Otherwise, we will come back, and I will share whatever the Lord has given me. So go ahead, Minister Sheila.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, God. I thank you, God, for another day. Father, I thank you for, I know if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be up this morning to thank you and to praise your name and to acknowledge another life of love and justice and unconditionally blessings through you. Lord, I thank you and I ask you to bless the families this morning. Bless the Thomas family. Bless the Simmons family. But yet we have lost. We have lost two wonderful women on this earth, but yet heaven has gained the wonderful Sandra Thomas and Minnie Simmons. Lord, we ask you to bless their families, to let them know they are where they belong. They are in heaven with the Father, with peace. No more hurt, no more pain, no more sadness. They are in heaven with the Father and the Son with joy and love and all the family with peace, love, and harmony and joy. They're in the house where there's no more pain, no more suffering, just tall blessings, tall happiness, the tall life that we all need to understand that God do have for us in his house. I thank you to bless the family, bless the sons, the daughters, the granddaughters, the grandsons, the great-grandsons. I just need you to bless their families, their sisters, their brothers, their cousins. I just need you to bless us all to understand, although they are not here with us, but their love, their life, their spirit, and their memories will forever linger on. Lord, I ask you to thank you. I ask again for you to forgive us, to thank us, for us to thank you and thank you and to understand that we are here because of you. We have been awakened this morning because of you, because you have given us another day of life and love to worship and praise your name. Lord, I thank you and I thank you. And I thank you for my sister, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, mother, sister. I thank you for my daughter, Levon and Tisha Wine, and my son, Taiwan, and son-in-law, Carlton. And I thank you for my nephew, Minister Brandon Kaiser. I thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Elder Kathy Kendall, Dr. Serena Wright. I thank you for all these saints and all this knowledge and all this understanding of life. I thank you for all my grandsons, my granddaughters, my nieces, my nephews, my brothers. Lord, I thank you just because I can. Thank you. I thank you for this life. And I thank you for sending your angels down, Lord, to bless and to teach and to help the ones here on this earth to understand and to learn a lot of the knowledge that you are the one and the only one that has given us life. We are here only because of you, because you have decided to bless us with another day of life, to love and to understand and to learn of you. Lord, I ask you, excuse me, still got this cold, excuse me. But I ask you to bless every man, woman, young man, young lady, babies, every human being on this earth. Lord, I ask you to send them some knowledge. Send them some understanding. Send them some knowledge and understanding and love to be peaceful, to love and to cherish and to worship you and to do it among other, and to remove all this hurt, harm, and danger from the ones that think it's fun, it's game to hurt someone, to damage their property, to just take their life, to let them understand that they don't have a right for that. You cannot just, it's a game to just misuse people, to just to do damage. We need you to remove these demons from our young men and women, from our elderlies too. Lord, I just ask you, it's just so much I need to say that I'm just not saying, but I'm mainly asking you, Lord, to bless us all and to understand and to help us understand and to help us understand that life with you is the most beautiful, peaceful, and loving thing we could ever have. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the government on opening up the houses so the people can get situated and get through that life. Lord, I need you to bless that president. Oh, God, we need you to let him understand that them little, I say, demons running around in his house, running around in his mad, running around in his, you are there to help the people. Because don't everything go your way, the way you want it, how you want it, when you want it. It's for you to compromise. The people are compromising to deal with this earth, this government that we have to live under. So, Lord, we need you to send your angels to him to let him know. You, excuse me, you are there for the people, not for only what you want. You are there to decide for the people and for all the people. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. And I thank you, and I ask you all to forgive me and excuse me for coughing and to interrupting it is. But then I say, that is the devil. I ain't coughed all morning, all night. But now that I want to praise and talk to the Lord and thank you for my life, I just want to get the devil up out of me, because he's trying to make me cough up and destroy and disturb my praise and my thankfulness and my wonderful life of loving and being with the Father, God, and the Son, Lord Jesus. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And Lord, I ask you to bless us all to understand you are the one and the only Father, true Father and Son in heaven, that have the love for us of peace, love, and happiness. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And like I said, I can never thank you enough. But, Lord, I know you know my heart, my mind, my soul, and I ask you to help me with my little illness. But as I said before, I'm going to say every day, and I'm still saying, I am here, and use me as you can. And whatever you say is for me, I thank you. Whatever you say should be for me, I thank you. Whatever you say is for me, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Because I know you know what's best, and I want to take however I am that you say I should be, and to love and to cherish and to understand you got my heart, my mind, my body, and my soul, and you can use it as you choose. Because I know there will not be no other that can love me like you. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back to your hands, Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. We're going to try to go into the service right now that's already in service by the Fountain of Living Water, and hopefully you'll be able to hear it clearly. But if you can't, just go ahead and join Servant Troy Thomas on Facebook, and he's on their Facebook Live. But we will be staying with the program. Like I said, if you can't hear it clearly, just go ahead and go on Facebook Live and listen to it, okay? The service and Prophet Antoine Thomas, the late Apostle Sandra Thomas, and Pastor Frederick Thomas' son.
Give him a good by the hand. Give him a good brother. Show me the face.
To God. Let's see what's going on with this service to see if they're finished or if it's just buffering. And so while we're trying to work on see if it's buffering, I'm going to play a song for you, and hopefully you'll be able to hear it because these words are phenomenal. It's called Love Theory, and I will be talking about Love Theory in a little bit. So we're going to see if they're, okay, I'm going to start it over because I need for you to hear this song. Listen to the words. Listen to the words.
I want to welcome you back tonight. Back to the one that can make your next chapter.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. He never told you to live set free. He told you to walk up like before.
Interruption in the service, so we're going to see if we can get it back, and if we can't, we will, and if we can't, we're going to just share a little bit. Here we go. Hold on, we're back.
Thank you. not in that person. You will have a piece of tribute to her. Now, this is going to be everybody in the house. You're going to do a piece of tribute to her. It's going to be at 7:30 at the building. I'm just going to put a little day in the water of 20.
I'm going to go with the people. I'm going to go with the people.
for the service on today. And like I said, I pray that you heard it clearly. And if you didn't, I pray that you will go back and watch it on Facebook Live so that you can hear it clearly, because it did appear to be muffled. But because of the fortitude and the commitment of her son, Pastor Troy, and Prophet Antoine, with continuing on with the service this morning, knowing that they were dealing with the loss of their mother and the gain of heaven with Apostle Sandra Thomas, I just wanted to make sure that I shared their service with you. And so the word that God has given me on consistency, what I love about God is the time and the season when it is to be released. He will give it to me, whether it's doing iron, sharpening iron, whether it's doing Let's Talk, or whether it's in a book, or whether it's just conversations with people, whatever it is, like they were saying, whatever you're doing in this season, God, don't do it without me. So I'm going to ask Minister Sheila to make the announcements and to close us out in service, and then we will see you on tomorrow virtually. Oh, hallelujah. Minister Sheila.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and I thank you. I just want to thank each and every one who are listening this morning. I'm honestly, like I said, can't thank them enough. Thank God for letting me be able to listen and to understand and to worship and to praise Him another day. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. And I appreciate you all listening to us each and every Sunday morning. Let's Talk with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, or 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also on Monday nights with Iron Sharpened Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and also Minister Brandon Kaiser, and along with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Fridays with Elder Kathy Kendall with God's Still Hills at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time or 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, for God is a wonderful person, for yet I know heaven is jumping and shouting, and whoa, they got a singing contest going on now with joy and mercy, because I know too, Apostle Sandra Thomas was a joyful, peaceful, and loving lady, but now she's in heaven with the joy of love of being with her husband, Frederick Thomas, Pastor Frederick Thomas, my moms and all our families, and I know they are having a glorious shouting, stomping, singing good time, because joy is in the heaven above, and I know there's no more pain, no more hurt, no more sorrow, just joy, happiness, and love. And I thank each and every one, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, God, for yet I am still here. Thank you, and you have a nice morning. Bye.
And don't forget our foundational scripture, St. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Bye-bye.